Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast with news, stories, events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, and we're glad that you're here with us, because on this edition of the Pawcast, we're going to chat with the Animal Shelter Humane Educator to learn about all the new programs and outreach efforts at the shelter. We'll also hear about three unique ways that you can help pets at your local shelter. You'll learn about Black Fur Day, which is just around the corner, and we'll talk about Marla, the pit bull-type dog who recently became a canine celebrity when she was featured in a recent story in the Huffington Post. Going to kick off the show talking about the humane educator and the humane education program, I guess, if you will, with Barbara Hutcherson. Barbara, glad to have you on the podcast today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
First, let's talk a little bit here as we get started about your role at Lost Dog and Cat Rescue and kind of why you wanted to leave rescue and come to work at the animal shelter.
Great. For about 10 years prior to coming to the animal shelter, I worked with Lost Dog and Cat Rescue Foundation in a variety of roles, eventually overseeing day-to-day operations for the foundation. In my role with Lost Dog, I watched the organization grow from 3 adoption events per weekend to 10 adoption events per weekend, from 1,000 animals adopted to 3,000, and just an overall professionalization of the organization. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really wonderful experience. But I was really ready to carry that out into a larger audience and into a municipal shelter and somewhere where I felt like I could really keep on making the kind of difference I'd been making.
Mm-hmm.
And Fairfax just offered an incredible place to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and we're glad to have you here with
Thank
the Fairfax
you.
County Animal Shelter. Your title is Humane Educator. I guess before we get too much further, what does that mean?
That's a great question. Humane Educator means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But in general, what it means to me and what it means to the shelter is I am a person who's going to work really hard to expand the resources that the Fairfax County Animal Shelter can offer to our community. Hmm. We want to become a resource center, a place where people come for help with animal issues, animal questions, when they need to learn more about caring for pets or animals in general. And it's going to be my job to oversee that and put all kinds of new, different programs in place.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the word new, and I think there's a new program that we wanted to ask you about, a book club?
Yes, I'm really excited about this. Starting in December, we're going to have a monthly book club for anyone who wants to join. Anybody who likes to read and likes animals is welcome to join us. We hope people will in the shelter. And we're going to choose a different animal-related book every month and have a discussion there in the shelter.
Okay. So the book club will meet at the shelter?
Yes.
Cool idea. Okay. And I think there's a partnership with the Fairfax County Park Authority for classes and camps and maybe even scout programs or something.
Yes,
there.
Absolutely. We're very excited to be working with the Park Authority to provide summer camps for kids that are animal-related, to provide chances for scout groups to come and earn badges. And we're going to continue to expand those educational opportunities with the Park Service and on our own as well.
Cool.
The Park Authority classes will begin to be offered in the spring and summer, and so you want to look in Park Takes for those.
Oh, okay. Neat. Okay. Now, maybe one thing I would assume with the shelter, and you've got dogs there and cats and other animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm kind of thinking about dogs. I'm thinking maybe there is a dog training class or there should be some dog training classes. Am I correct in that assumption?
You are. There will be for sure. We're starting a new program working with our volunteers soon. And then we're going to soon be offering to the general public classes for helping with newly adopted dogs. And we're looking to expand that into all kinds of different opportunities to include other kinds of animals as well.
When
we adopt out dogs, we get about 14% of them are returned. And it's a phenomenon basically similar to buyer's remorse. People get it home and they're like, it's eating my house and it's not potty trained. We want to reduce that number. And one of the ways to do that is by offering living with your adopted dog classes. You know, bringing home any new animal is challenging and takes months and months to adjust. So that's one of the areas where we're going to be helping people with their newly adopted pets.
Smart.
And then I just want to throw in that one of the things we're going to do proactively on that same line of thinking is this summer we're going to have a camp for kids called Pet Prep. and we're going to help families get ready for a pet.
Oh,
we're
going
to
okay.
have kids come to camp and learn all about how to care for different animals so they can be even more prepared to bring that new pet home from the Fairfax County yeah. Animal Shelter.
Very smart, because, you know, like you said, it's, you know, what, I'm living, you know, this day, and then tonight I've got a pet and an animal that may keep me up
everything
all night,
changes.
And it's just upside down. Yeah, cool,
yes.
interesting, good. It's a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
Also, something called Pets for Life. What is that? Tell me about that.
That is a really exciting program, created by the Humane Society of the United States.
Okay.
And it's a program that provides organizations tools and knowledge of how to get out into their community, particularly to areas that are under-resourced for caring for animals, areas that may be far from the shelter. Fairfax is a huge county,
yeah.
and a large part of our county is really far away from our shelter, and maybe doesn't even really know exactly where we are and what
mm-hmm,
we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a program that helps people who are interested in animal welfare get out into the community, help provide resources, help people get what they need to take better care of their pets, keep
okay.
them in their homes,
right.
get them spayed or neutered. And it'll be a partnership with different community organizations, and we're really looking forward to learning more about that and getting involved.
All right. Okay. We hit on the dog training classes a minute ago, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this. Are there classes or programs for cats as well?
Well, we are definitely going to have some educational opportunities for people who have cats in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And also we've been working, you know, Fairfax County has been working a while with the community cat, issues with community cats
mm-hmm.
in the county.
Okay.
And
we offer classes once a month, both at the shelter and in Springfield, for people who are interested in getting their outdoor free-roaming cats spayed or neutered. And so we actually, Fairfax County has the largest spay-neuter program for outdoor cats in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
We do about 1,000 cats a year, and there's still many more that need to be spayed
right,
or neutered.
Right. Okay. And something interesting that we talked about, or you were going to talk about, was birthday parties. That's kind of wild. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yes, we are soon going to offer, for people who are looking for a different venue for their child's birthday party, you'll be able to use our training room at the shelter, which is a really nice space. Bring the kids in for a birthday party there in the shelter. We will have volunteers trained to be wonderful hosts, and we'll be able to bring animal guests to the birthday party.
Okay, so the kids can see the animals, touch animals, pet the animals,
right.
interact,
we'll,
that
we'll,
kind of thing.
We'll bring, depending on what's in the shelter on that given day,
yeah.
we'll bring in, you know, some special guest
right.
to each party to visit
right.
with the kids. And hopefully they'll have a really great experience at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter celebrating a birthday.
Yeah, I would imagine that would become highly popular.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's something different that I think a lot of kids would
yes.
enjoy. Okay. We're talking with Barbara Hutcherson, the humane educator with the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And before we wrap up this time on this segment of the podcast, are there any other educational opportunities, other programs, anything else I haven't asked you or we haven't talked about so far?
Well, we want to hear from the community what they would like their animal shelter to provide as far as resources. So we hope that people will stop by the shelter, talk with us, come by, let me know what kind of things they're looking for. We're going to constantly be looking for new things to provide, different kinds of workshops on all different kinds of topics related to animals. And so there should be a whole new slate of activities filling up our calendar soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you heard from a lot of these programs coming up, a lot of these are going to be new, so you'll be hearing more about them, as you said, coming up in fall, spring, summer. So a lot of exciting opportunities and things coming up at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. Helping shelter pets. It's kind of our next little topic we're going to talk about on the podcast, Kristen.
Yeah, we wanted to touch on a few unique ways that people can help animals in the shelter. We get calls and emails about daily for parents looking for service hours for their kids. And volunteers at the shelter have to be 18 or over. That's just because we're under the police department. Every volunteer has to undergo a background check and for safety and liability reasons. However, there are a lot of things that young people can do to help the shelter. Just a couple of those. One is Barb has just reached out to a couple of youth groups to decorate our cat enclosures for the holidays. So we have currently spider webs covering all of them. And
do they like that?
They do, actually. The cats find it very interesting.
They like the act of the decorating. decorating. They paw at the glass while the people are decorating.
They find it very entertaining. And so we'll be doing winter holiday decorations next. Okay. So it's just one cute way kids can help, but there are a lot of them. So reach out to the shelter to find out more. Mm-hmm. Social media is another way people can help the shelter. We always talk about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. how important they are. They are truly life-saving. About half of all of our adopters report that they saw the shelter or their new pet on Facebook prior to coming to the shelter.
Wow.
That's huge. Yeah. That's half of them. Sharing our posts, sharing our tweets, those are ways that anyone, without much time or effort, can help save lives.
And no cost. For free.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a volunteer project in itself. People don't realize it, but when they comment and share our posts, they're really saving lives.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important. Let's touch on that again. 50% of the adoptions at the animal shelter, if I heard you correctly, mm-hmm. are learned about in the community through Facebook.
Yes. We asked them on their adoption application how they heard about us. And about half of them are saying that they saw their pet or the shelter first on Facebook.
Okay.
Considering we started our Facebook page a year and a half ago, that's pretty amazing.
Well, and we always want to try to leave listeners with a call to action. And, of course, listening to the podcast and giving us good ratings is always a constant. But our call to action this week, I think, should be if you're not on the Animal Shelter's Facebook page, you need to do so. And when you see these cute animals, share and that type of thing. Very easy.
Yes. And we for our volunteers, we ask them to join Facebook. And we have a whole slide called, But I Hate Facebook.
Right.
And that's okay. We'll help you set up an account. We'll teach you how to do it. And you don't have to go on for any other reason than
right.
to help shelter pets.
Okay. Cool. All right. One other way to help shelter pets.
Lastly is to call, email, and we'll give you our contact information at the end. But find out what our current needs are. Our needs are always changing. For instance, when a year ago we begged people not to bring newspaper to the shelter, we had like rooms full of newspaper. Mm. Well, we're low again.
Okay.
So it's always good to check in with us and find out what our current needs are and find out how you can help that moment. Same with towels. We need towels again, but a year ago we were inundated. So it changes in terms of donations and sort of what we need for volunteers and fosters.
Okay. So a couple of very easy, inexpensive, low cost, no cost ways to help the shelter and help the pets at the shelter. So please take advantage of those. Two more quick segments of our show, or one more segment and then one tease, if you will. Before we do the little tease, let's talk about our featured pet, which is Marla.
Marla is our first shelter pet to actually go viral. Mm. She was featured in an article by Erin Greenwood of the Huffington Post. Erin came and borrowed Marla and took her for a hike and documented the experience in the hopes of helping find her a home. This is something we offer all of our volunteers, that they can take animals out on short-term foster experiences. Mm. So hike, go get ice cream, go get a hamburger, just to get them out of the shelter.
Don't take me for a hamburger.
And Marla.
I'll skip the walk, but I'm sorry.
Marla, she is a pit bull type dog, and she was actually adopted following the story coming out. Her family was supposed to pick her up yesterday, and instead of picking her up, they came and said, the husband said, my wife doesn't want to own a pit bull type dog. Mm-hmm. She's afraid of the idea of it.
Right.
So Marla was not, her adoption was not completed despite her being an absolutely wonderful, tremendous, fabulous dog. She's still looking for a home, and she's famous. So that story, got millions of views all over social media, and it really did go viral. So we're hoping that through that she'll find herself a
home. Well, if you're listening to the podcast, then you've got a lot of competition, a lot of publicity there for Marla. So act quickly if you are interested. And Kristen, very quickly, almost out of time, give us a little sneak peek or tease us a little bit about something called Black Fur Day.
We had our first Black Fur Day on Black Friday of last year, and boy, was it a hit. We did about 25 adoptions in one day, which is a lot. And basically all of our black furred animals are fee waived or free to adopt on that day. We're going to do it again this year. So day after Thanksgiving, be sure to come to the shelter. We'll have fee-waived adoptions on black furred animals, and we'll just have tons of animals available to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so folks can still get up at dark 30 and do their Black Friday shopping, and then
come by the animal shelter. A lot of people came to the shelter to get a break from the shopping last year.
I would too. All right. Barbara Hutcherson has been our guest on the podcast, the humane educator with the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. I'm going to put you on the spot final thought, final word, anything about the programs in your program or anything you want our listeners to know?
I just want to encourage everyone to not only keep up with the shelter on Facebook, check our calendar on our website so that you can see what events are upcoming, because there's going to be a lot of things coming up soon.
Awesome. Okay. That is going to do it for the time we have on this edition of the Animal Shelter Pawcast. We want to thank you for listening and encourage you to think about the shelter when your family is looking for a new dog, a cat, a rabbit, a guinea pig, other small pet, whatever it might be. Come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, because truly your new best friend is waiting for you right there at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax. And the shelter is open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter. And be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100, extension 2, or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And as been mentioned on the show already, be sure to follow the Animal Shelter on Facebook, as well as Twitter and Instagram, and watch the television show Tips and Tales, which is produced by our Channel 16. And, of course, we want to thank you for listening to the Animal Shelter Pawcast, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.